With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As a federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans are today being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling with funding cuts for food stamps and other programs with no end in sight. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown, because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top-ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York, and they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondami disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed. They're going full Marxist and socialist. It is a dangerous turn, but they show no signs of letting up on that. And meanwhile, we're trying to apply common sense and govern for the people.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. More details about all those headaches at the FAA from correspondent Ed Donahue.
It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Reginald Dumas, also in Dallas, is trying to be patient.
I'm praying about it. It has to break.
Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And on Wall Street, it has been a negative day for the most part. So far, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 307 points, the NASDAQ down by 441. This is SRN News. There's a religious freedom battle underway in Chicago.
The city's Board of Education will not allow student teachers from the Moody Bible Institute to participate in student-teacher programs in the public schools. The board says it won't work with Moody because the Christian school won't hire homosexuals or people of other faiths. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit saying that, quote, by excluding Moody for its religious beliefs, Chicago Public Schools is illegally injecting itself into a religious nonprofit's hiring practices. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese church in Salt Lake City, Utah, has uncovered a century-old snapshot of a once vibrant neighborhood, now mostly gone. Elders at the 101-year-old Japanese Church of Christ, one of just two remaining buildings in what used to be called Japantown, have opened a timeline capsule that was hidden in a wall of the church when it was first built back in 1924. The box contained several hand-sewn flags and Bibles. This is SRN News. October was a big month for U.S. layoffs.
U.S.-based employers cut more than 150,000 jobs in October, marking the biggest reduction for the month in more than 20 years. A report by Challenger Gray and Christmas said on Thursday, as industries adopt AI-driven changes and intensify cost cuts, tech firms led the job cuts in the private sector, followed by retailers and the services sector.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The unemployment rate is low and the economy is still growing, but those out of work face the slowest pace of hiring now in more than a decade. While big corporate layoff announcements typically grab the most attention, it has been the unwillingness of many companies to add workers that has created a more painful job market than many have seen. And now it's lower than the 4.3 unemployment rate would suggest. It's also been more spread around. Once again on Wall Street, slow going. The NASDAQ down 447. This is SRN News.